kumbit.org or email at info@kumbit.org. That's K-O-U-M. Our data. When you're not paying for a product, you are the product. Especially in web and email services, where multinationals compete to manage your communication so they can make a profit off of the private communication you are producing. Kumbit is a worker cooperative trying to help small organizations or individuals get their email, website creation, and website hosting services off corporate services such as Google. For more information, contact us at kumbit.org or email at info@kumbit.org. That's K-O-U-M-B-I-T. We are not on Facebook.
Arab Patties is on a fast break with Veggie Patty leading the charge. The pass is down deep to Goat Patty. Goat Patty passes baseline to Beef Patty. Beef Patty shoots from downtown at the buzzer. And bingo! It's in! It's in! Carob Patties wins the game and is now the world champions! The number one in Montreal. Come on down to 9550 Jean Milot in LaSalle for the best patties, roadies, jerk chicken, and more. Or call us at 438-387-4004. Carob Patties, the champions of Montreal.
This message is intended for all Quebecers. We must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19, because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
CKUT, Henry Grimes. And stay tuned for more of the most aesthetic things, feelings in the world.
Listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Good morning and welcome, Jazzmuck time.
Can you hear the angels singing their music? Yes, I can. Yes, I can. They are telling of his love, telling of his love. I love you. Oh, love of life, do you hear me calling? Do for
universal
of life. Albert Eiler from Music is the Healing Force of the Universe. Eiler, of course, at tenor saxophone, recording that in 1969 with Bobby Few at the piano, Stafford James at acoustic bass, James Folwell at electric bass, Mohammed Ali at the drums, Harry Vestine at the guitar, and Mary Parks at vocals. Oh, love of life. Good morning. That starts this morning's edition of Jazzamuck. John B. here. Nice to be back. It's been a little while since I've been with you. Lawrence has been taking good care of you, though, of course. We're here as usual on a Friday morning right here on the People's Power Station, CKUT in Montreal. The name of the program is Jazzamuck, and we feature creative jazz, jazz of a creative nature, for the next couple of hours. Bobby Few, as you may have heard, passed away last week. The free, yet I guess romantic, piano player. Of course, legendary stint with Frank White and his band in France for a long, long time. Worked, of course, with Steve Lacy, Noah Howard, and many others, including Albert Eiler, his childhood friend. We're going to start this set off with something with Bobby Few at the piano, recorded in 1977 in France. Noah Howard leading the project from the alto sax chair. Guy Pedersen at the bass. Richard Williams at the trumpet. Kenny Clark, the featured artist, at drums. But the real feature, well, joining the features, the great Bobby Few at the piano from, as I say, 77, originally recorded for Mercury Records in France and reissued by Boxholder Recordings. This is Noah Howard and Lovers. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Number one. Number one. Number one.
Thank you.
from 1989, Steve Lacy and something from the album Anthem, piece entitled Number One. Working in a large, fairly large ensemble with Steve Lacy at soprano saxophone, Bobby Few at the piano, Steve Potts at reeds, Jean-Jacques Avenel, of course, at the bass, John Betch at the drums, LaVeille and Irene Ibe at vocals, Sam Kelly at percussion, and Glenn Ferris smoking it at the trombone on that piece. Number One, 1989 recording and release on the Arista Novus recording label. Prior to that, brand new release from the Telepathic Band and something from their Telepathic Mysteries Volume 1, just released on 577 Records. None Zero was the piece we heard, and Daniel Carter is featured at saxophones, clarinet, and trumpet, Patrick Holmes at the clarinet, Matthew Putman at keyboards, Hillard Green at the bass, and Federico Hughi at the drums. Again, a piece entitled None Zero from the Telepathic Band. Prior to that, the duo of Ingrid Lobrock and Chris Davis from their album Blood Moon, released also last year on the Intact recording label. Ingrid, of course, at saxophones, Chris Davis at the piano, and that was an improvisation entitled Gun Weep. Ingrid at soprano on that piece. Spaces Between was the name of the piece before that. Rich Haley and something from his trio recording, second one with Matthew Shipp. The Shape of Things is the release. It can be found on Pine Eagle Recordings and features Rich Haley at the saxophone, Matthew Shipp at the bass, Michael Bizio, of course, at the bass, and Newman Taylor Baker at the drums. Pine Eagle recording, that's Rich's own imprint. James Brandon Lewis before that, and something from his quartet outing, Molecular, released on the Intact recording label. Lotus Speaks, the piece we heard. James Brandon Lewis, of course, at tenor saxophone, Aaron Ortiz at the piano, Brad Jones at the bass, and Chad Taylor at drums and marimba. And we started everything off, as mentioned, with the piece Lovers from the album Red Star, Noah Howard, featuring the late, great Bobby Few at the piano. And that was that set. This is Jazz Muck right here on CKUT 90.3 FM, www.ckut.ca. We're broadcasting remotely as we continue to do so through this pandemic and such. Playlists for the program can be found at jazzmuck.blogspot.ca. We post everything we play there on a weekly basis. And it's all creative jazz for the most part.
CKUT, Henry Grimes, and stay tuned for more of the most aesthetic things, feelings in the world.
Starting off the next set with certainly one of my favorite releases from last year, the Weber Morris Big Band, Both Are True, was released on the Greenleaf recording label, and it's co-led by Angela Morris at tenor and flute, and Anna Weber also at tenor and flute. Fairly large big band, and fairly amazing music and beautiful playing indeed. We're going to demonstrate that now, I guess, with something from Both Are True. This is the piece entitled Coral, all right here in Jazz Amok.